Although the things we read about purgatory can inspire fear in us, we should also have deep confidence in the mercy of God. In today's video, we explore this topic. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary. Thank you for joining me today. If you are new to this channel, please subscribe, hit the like button, and if you would like to support this channel in any way, please check out the many ways that you can do that down below in the description. In previous Purgatory Story videos, we have taken stories from part one in the book Purgatory, which is an amazing book from Tan Books. I will put a link down below in the description where you can purchase it. It is so amazing because of the research that Father Francis Xavier did in getting all of these stories from all over Europe and from all the history of the church. And he very wisely divided the book into different sections. Part one focuses on the rigors, the justice, the punishment that we might find in purgatory to inspire in us a healthy fear and a healthy desire to avoid sin. In part two, he is focusing on God's mercy so that we can also have confidence. And with these two traits, we will grow closer to God so much faster than having one alone. Fear and confidence. It is true that all have not attained this high degree of charity, but there is no one that cannot have confidence in the divine mercy. This mercy is infinite. It imparts peace to all souls that keep it constantly before their eyes and confide therein. Now, the mercy of God is exercised with regard to purgatory in a threefold manner. One, in consoling the souls. Two, in mitigating their sufferings. Three, in giving to ourselves 1,000 means of avoiding those penal fires. In the first place, God consoles the souls in purgatory. He himself consoles them. He also consoles them through the Blessed Virgin and through the holy angels. He consoles the souls by inspiring them with a high degree of faith, hope, and divine love, virtues which produce in them conformity to the divine will, resignation, and the most perfect patience. God, says St. Catherine of Genoa, inspires a soul in purgatory with so ardent a movement of devoted love that it would be sufficient to annihilate her were she not immortal. Illumined and inflamed by that pure charity, the more she loves God, the more she detests the least stain that displeases him, the least hindrance that prevents her union with him. Thus, if she could find another purgatory more terrible than the one to which she is condemned, that soul would plunge herself therein, impelled by the impetuosity of the love which exists between God and herself, in order that she might be the sooner delivered from all that separates her from her sovereign God. These souls, says again the same saint, are intimately united to the will of God, and so completely transformed into it, that they are always satisfied with its holy ordinances. The souls in purgatory have no choice of their own. They can no longer will anything other than what God wills. They receive with perfect submission all that God gives them, and neither pleasure, nor contentment, nor pain can ever again make them think of themselves. St. Magdalene de Pazzi, after the death of one of her brothers, having gone to the choir to offer prayers for him, saw his soul a prey to intense suffering. Touched with compassion, she melted into tears and cried out in a piteous voice, "Brother, miserable and blessed at the same time, O soul afflicted and yet contented, these pains are intolerable and yet they are endured. Why are they not understood by those here below who have not the courage to carry their cross? Whilst you were in this world, my dear brother, you would not listen to my advice, and now you desire ardently that I should hear you. O God, equally just and merciful, comfort this brother who has served you from his infancy. Have regard to your clemency, I beseech you, and make use of your great mercy in his behalf. O God, most just, if he has not always been attentive to please you, at least he has not despised those who made profession of serving you with fidelity." The day on which she had that wonderful ecstasy, during which she visited the different prisons of purgatory, seeing again the soul of her brother, she said to him, "Poor soul, how you suffer and nevertheless you rejoice. You burn and you are satisfied because you know well that these sufferings must lead you to a great and unspeakable felicity. How happy shall I be should I never have to endure greater suffering. Remain here, my dear brother, and complete your purification in peace." What this teaches us is that despite it being difficult to understand, the souls in purgatory are consoled by God and inflamed to have such love for him that they are willing to endure any suffering. They are transformed with the same desires that saints on earth would have. That's what we hear from the martyrs. They desire to suffer for Jesus. They want to spill their blood. They want to be tortured. They want to be imprisoned. They want to be persecuted. They rejoice in those things because they see those as a way of proving their love for God. If you really love God, if you really love anyone here on earth, you understand that. So therefore, let us not be afraid of purgatory. We should not fear suffering or death or purgatory because of our love for God. And in fact, we should trust that God, as this chapter tells us, will give us so many ways to avoid it. God bless you. Thanks to all of you that support this channel in any way, and I will see you in the next video.